All right, let's do today's No Sweat News. It's 7:25. These are the final stories that could turn up on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz. I'm not sweating about this one, but someone in Sweden might be.
Oh.
Two guys stole the Swedish royal jewels and got away on a speedboat, and cops have no idea where they are.
Wow, what a caper.
They walked in. Yeah, it's like Ocean's 11. They walked into the Strängnäs Cathedral in Sweden. They smashed a glass security case, stole the crown jewels, two priceless 400-year-old crowns covered in golden jewelry. Then they ran out, stole a couple of bicycles, rode them to a lake, and escaped on a speedboat that was waiting for them.
That's a good caper right there.
Right? And the system of lakes in this area of Sweden is so vast that they could be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Did they get away with it?
Yeah.
I was expecting, No Sweat News.
No.
I was expecting, like,
done.
Them to...
Gone.
They're selling it on eBay or something.
I mean...
And then the cops found them. Listing it on Facebook. Hey, I have a crown worth $10 million.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. They haven't been caught yet.
They haven't put it on Twitter?
The No Sweat News desk will keep an eye out for these guys turning up again.
All right.
But get this. If they're caught, they're only going to get 6 years in prison.
Oh, that's worth it.
Doesn't that seem a little
light?
I
would do it.
Right? Doesn't that seem, you stole the Swedish crown,
yeah.
The royal jewels, and the penalty is only 6 years?
Because it sounds like it could be life-altering money if they're able to sell this in the black market.
Right? 6 years. Crazy, right?
Interesting.
All right. Also, in Europe, Dateline England, Gloucestershire.
Oh.
There's a couple in Gloucestershire, England, for story number two. They're getting married next month, and they just posted an ad on a job website looking for someone to film them consummating their marriage.
Oh, God. Wait a second.
Yes, sir.
They're going to turn their special wedding night into a porno.
Boom shakalaka.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wasn't this a Kevin Smith movie already?
Know, maybe. If not, it should be.
Come on now.
They are offering $2,600 for someone to come to their hotel room between 1 and 3 a.m. to film their very first time having sex as a married couple.
Well, listen, PayPal me the money. I'll be there next week. All right?
And Dateline, your local barbecue joint for story number three. Reynolds Wrap, the aluminum foil company, is hiring barbecue tasters.
Oh, sign me up for that.
Amen to that, right? They are looking to pay someone to eat barbecue. They are hiring a chief grilling officer.
Okay, I just want to say this. This was ripped right out of the headlines from Cheers. Because at one point, Norm literally got a job tasting barbecue.
There you go. This person gets the job, quote, to travel to some of the most notorious barbecue cities in the country, learn about grilling culture and new techniques for the Reynolds Wrap Test Kitchen. All travel costs are covered, along with a $10,000 stipend. Sadly, this is not a permanent position. It's only a two-week project. But who knows? If you do a really good job and impress the judges, perhaps they'll keep you on full time.
I love it.
So, now through August 13th, applicants should submit their best original grilling photo, along with 100 words on why they're the best person for the job. Email that to ReynoldsCGO@gmail.com.
I'm doing it.
Or find info at ReynoldsKitchens.com/chief grilling officer.
I love it. I love the idea.
It's fun, right? Oh, man, you get to travel all around Kansas City and
just
Texas.
Give me the food, really.
I mean, just stay in Point Pleasant, go to Hickory Hog.
Yeah, I mean, I just want the food.
Amen to that. So that's today's No Sweat News. We're done for the week. We'll see you tomorrow for Five Finger Death Punch Breaking Benjamin tickets for the No Sweat News quiz. You know how it works. I'll read you four stories on air. Three were actually part of our No Sweat News feature. One I'm going to make up later on today. After 4:20. Spot the phony. You got a great shot at winning.